The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Wanted to tackle what you put into this win. Are they back on track? Or did they just beat up on an inferior opponent in the Tennessee Titans? I think they're back on their path to success, which is have a balanced offense, run the football effectively, create third and shorts. I just went and looked at all of the third downs in this game. They converted 9 of 14.
But all those things they try. They try that every week, even when they were getting smoked.
Of course. 9 for 14 on third downs. I'll just rip through these. Second drive of the game, they had a third and one. Jaden hits Terry for a first down. They had another third and one. Give it the ball to Brian Robinson. He runs for 16. So third and ones. Third drive of the game, third and two. Jaden and Terry for a touchdown. Fourth drive, they have a third and three. That was incomplete, but there was a penalty. That was the defensive hold on Terry.
Yeah.
Who was getting mugged.
I believe they said that defender maybe leads the league in defensive penalties.
Yeah, I think he has eight.
So that makes sense.
Although I thought that was kind of a dicey call. Yeah. I thought it was good.
I thought he mugged him. He was all over him. The announcer said the same thing. Maybe I'm thinking of something different. No, the announcer agreed with you. The announcer said the same thing. And I thought the guy mugged him the whole way.
But you can hold your ground. Whatever.
I don't know.
They got that call.
I thought it was 50-50. But
then
they finally got the call.
Point is, third and one, third and one, third and two, third and three. Then they had a third and 12. Now, that was a pass to Oz for four. Settled for that. Oh, but roughing penalty because the Titans were self-destructing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that counts as a conversion. Then they had a third and goal from the three, touchdown pass to Terry. Fifth drive, they did have the first time that they did not convert, it was third and 20.
Well, when B-Rob's getting 6.5 yards per carry, which is what he did yesterday, you're going to be in a lot of third and shorts.
I was going to say, they got 6 yards per carry for the game.
Yeah.
I only thought that I noticed two real differences than in previous weeks when we struggled. One, the obvious fan response, I think, to the fans demanding that Terry get involved early. All right? Mm-hmm. That was one. I mean, that was just obvious. And then the second thing was, I thought we had an intensity defensively that I hadn't seen in a while. But I don't think, like, they changed, like, we're going to run the ball more. They've been trying to run the ball every friggin' week.
Yeah.
I don't think any of that changed. I think they got a little bit healthier. Like, the Lucas thing filling in for Wiley, it was a big deal. Like, when John says it, it's like, oh, yeah, well, he's better than Wiley. And just being relatively healthy, for some reason, they didn't target St. Juice that much, you know?
Well, maybe
you noticed that. I don't know. It didn't seem like it.
That could be on the quarterback, too.
Yeah, I mean, their passing game was just subpar. I mean, Will Levis, he's just a scattershot quarterback.
He's a hit-or-miss guy because he made some great throws, like wow throws. And then he's just
wildly inaccurate.
Yeah.
And just, you know, kind of like I agree with Case 100%. He was desperate to throw us interceptions.
Yeah. It's his receivers also do him a disservice. They had
drops. The one drop was reprehensible. My 15-year-old, she doesn't even know football. She's still trying to understand the rules. She goes, well, that's embarrassing.
And the announcers even pointed out a couple times that they appeared to go in the wrong spots. That Will Levis was throwing, you know, based on
it's
the
a bad
defensive
football
leverage.
It's a bad team.
I mean, look.
Well, the bad snaps.
They were clearly on point, Washington.
Right.
They beat a bad football team, and they should have.
They should have.
But Tennessee gave them 12 penalties and two, how many turnovers? Two or three. Whatever the turnovers were.
Pollard fumble, kickoff fumble.
That was both in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were just bad, but. You beat the hell out of him. That's what you should have done.
You know what? I would love to, Zach Kruger. He's our resident. He's our resident stack guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Like if we say something, he's so kind, he'll do all the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find? Let's figure out what the ratio is for Terry's involvement to wins. In other words, if he has five.
Oh, Ty, I saw Kime post something
the Terry
like this.
Win correlation.
Yeah, because in other words, what is the Terry. Minimum threshold of targets you need that basically guarantees a win?
Right.
And let's just do that.
Right.
Just
if you get
that.
Seven Terry
He's
targets, they win.
He's clearly the heart and soul of the team. I personally think Jaden Daniels is the most talented. And will be here for 15 years, and he's also going to the Hall of Fame. But Terry's the heart and soul of the team. You got to get him involved.
Very fair. 800-636-1067. I'll answer the question I threw out there. I think they are back on track, but here's the twist. Their track is they beat up on bad teams.
Well, yeah.
That's what they do.
They've got the same.
Now, most
deck.
Winning
They're
teams do that.
To.
Huh?
They're
right.
Supposed to.
Most winning teams do that. So I do think they're back on track. You're right. They try and run the football every game.
They're just effective at it.
Look, it is. Look, I went through the Tennessee games last week, and I said I don't know if I'm buying into the Tennessee offense because you saw, like the Chargers, which I think was 3 weeks prior, had run effectively against them, and some teams had passed effectively against them, but they had stopped Mixon, and I can't remember the running back before that, the last 2 weeks. So it's impressive what they did against
they
that Tennessee
Aaron
defense.
Jones.
Yeah, it was Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
they get a Saints team. Who lost one of their few remaining playmakers in Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Like their mission is clear heading into New Orleans in 2 weeks. Shut down Alvin Kamara, and you have a really good chance of winning the game. Right? I mean, it's easier said than done. Kamara is one of the better playmakers in the league. But
you should be able to do that.
That roster has been just ravaged by injuries. Then, Chris Olave's out. Taysom Hill is out.
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly better.
They're relying on
and then you mentioned
Marquez
earlier.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Lattimore should be back for that game.
He should
game.
Be back to help
he
the defense.
He should give us good intel, too.
He
I like the intel.
Do that.
Yeah.
Look, Kai made a good point about Tampa having the tiebreaker and if they got the same number of wins. But I think if Tampa won 10 games, they're going to win the division.
Probably.
So I think the team that you – Atlanta, if you beat Atlanta, you got the head-to-head on them – Atlanta's just so hit or miss, and they were terrible yesterday.
I mean, yesterday, bad day to be a Kirk.
That was just,
Kirk flag waiver.
So I think
he's got equity. He's got equity.
He does, but he's losing it.
Not
quickly.
Much in Atlanta.
I mean,
yesterday there were some plays where you just go, "What were you thinking, Kirk?"
The sideline throw. I'll be honest with you. After the Skins game, I just was hitting balls, hitting silly three woods. But. The sideline interception he threw was one of the worst I've ever seen.
Horrible. I thought the touchdown one was worse.
It's hard.
The one where he's in the red zone.
Yeah, there was like five guys there, and he just tossed it right to him.
I mean, we always thought that Kirk, you know, he has limitations, but you always thought, good decision maker, not going to force the ball.
Well, not the first couple years. We've talked about a turnover gene. Maybe it's back.
Okay, but he evolved into a guy who was a good decision
Major
maker.
Major brain farts, though,
wow,
yesterday.
Wow, yesterday. A very winnable game for the Falcons.
What was his excuse? Did you see him at the podium? Like when he was...
Nah, he just kind of owned it.
But did he say, like...
He said, I had a horrible game.
Did he say why? Like, what
well,
was...
hopefully he has another one of those on tap for late in the season here at Northwest Stadium.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right. All right, we gotta address this. I love this too. Beat up on Cakes. Let's go to Little in DC. Little, what's up?
Man, I hope Cakes, you got a big old glass of milk with them cookies, man. Cause you come in here this morning like you ain't pick us to lose there, brother.
Look, I mean look, I realize
he,
this.
Oh, he picked the Titans.
I can't win with the hardcore HTTCers because
I
either
you Linnell on the body of Benedict Arnold. uniform and all.
Listen, listen to me.
On the body,
when I guarantee the team is going to win and then they flop, everybody hates me. And then I pick the Titans, and now you hate me. I just can't win.
Listen, I have no problem with you picking again. I want you to pick who you think is going to win.
Yeah.
What I get a kick out of is the guttural, instinctive feeling that, and the commitment you have to your picks.
Sure.
And then when they backfire.
Well, he's the ultimate week-to-week guy.
What do you mean?
Based on how they played the prior week, he might go opposite the following week based on how they looked.
Well, he almost did that in the Cardinals-Vikings game where he said it was impossible for the Cardinals to win, and the Vikings came back and won in the final minute.
Yeah. Did I say it was impossible for the Cardinals to win?
When he goes hard and mocks the other, that's when it really...
Well, luckily, Kyler Murray threw a horrible pick and let the Vikings back into the game.
Right.
I was right on my Sam Darnold call, by the way. While everybody's piling on me, I will put that feather back in my cap.
Yeah, he's playing well. He is high in interceptions.
That's true, but he's also
touchdowns. He didn't say he was going to be a great quarterback. He just said he was going to fit in that system and he was going to put a big number.
And I said the Vikings would flirt with a playoff spot. They have 10 wins.
Takes.
Oh yeah, they're in the playoffs.
You're one for 2,062. But you
okay,
get the
Jamin
win.
Davis backer.
You get the one. All right, fair enough.
Everybody's got warts. I'm not the only one.
That's true.
I'm going to go out swinging, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't understand
why someone gets teased because they think a team's going to win over another team.
No, it's
the dumbest thing in the world.
You're allowed to pick against.
Are you not allowed to pick against the Commanders ever?
I do it. I told you the games I thought they were going to lose. Wasn't always right, but it's just that the vociferousness.
I have conviction. I have conviction with my picks.
Yeah, but it wasn't as
they're not always
vociferous
right.
as the
Tommy DeVito.
No, that or the Dallas game. He thought the Titans were coming in on a wounded.
You know what?
Commanders team.
I bet on a 3-18 that I thought had a good rushing defense that I thought would be able to slow the Commanders down. And boy, was I wrong.
Hey, it was a very rational and reasonable pick. There was nothing crazy. They just lost by 25.
I don't know. It was a bad team.
Okay, so what? They lose by one? It's more rational?
No. Yeah.
I mean,
no.
the team blew them out. It's okay.
No, yeah.
It's okay that you picked the team against the Commanders.
Do you think I'm going to lose sleep over picking the Titans?
No, but people are out there sharpening.
It's just a reactionary
They're just sharpening
crowd.
Their knife. They're trying to sharpen their knife about it.
Before the game, and it wasn't geared to Cakes, but maybe Cakes was in my brain, that I felt like we were being disrespected. That they're the Titans. That, of course, we're going to beat the Titans. I didn't care about those defensive numbers. They're the effing Titans. They've accomplished nothing in life. We will beat them in all likelihood if life plays out normally.
You were right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what Little thinks. It doesn't.
Trust me, I'm not that concerned.
No, you can't just blindly pick us every week. I'm against that.
Right.
And I'm a diehard. You got to say what you think is going
to
happen.
But to Little, he expects every single person to take the Commanders.
Yeah,
he's
offended that I took.
He was offended that Cakes had a rational.
Does Little ever call when the Commanders lose?
I don't know.
I'd love to know that.
We've been fielding these calls for 28 years.
He's got a better phone.
I know, but it's not just Little.
Barely hear him.
There are people that are like Little out there.
Of course.
It's 28 years. They want us to be like Larry Michael who picked the Commanders every week.
This bothers me, and this is just a unique thing, but when I tweet gloating at the end of a game, they're the Titans, then the HTTC crowd comes at me.
Why?
Because they think I'm belittling the win. And it just shows you they don't listen. They're just like on some message board or something. I'm belittling the team we beat. I'm not taking away from the win. I'm mocking them. I'm reinforcing the mock. I guess it's just not obvious. I get attacked by all these guys. You're never happy, EB. And I'm like, by the way, you effing idiots. I'm mocking them.
You were trying to jinx the Commanders by tweeting this meme, the boat race meme, when the game wasn't even close to over.
But it was a boat race.
28-0. I'm comfortable gloating.
Let him back.
At 28-0, I'm sorry. I'm comfortable
gloating. Let him back within 15.
Okay. Within 15.
It was in question for about 5 seconds.
Thanks. I will always boat race people when we're up 28.
28-0.
28-0. I'm pulling my John. I'm doing all the celebrating.
All right. Well, come back. Take more of your calls at 800-636-1067. Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, Cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank, they're a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit M Street Bank.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.